Well, staying with federal politics and the federal budget, which is being handed down by the Treasurer tonight, Claire Chandler is the Shadow Minister for Finance, Public Service and Government Services and joins me in the studio this morning. Claire Chandler, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
It's expected the government will break an election promise and make changes to capital gains tax discount and negative gearing in the budget tonight. Would the Coalition support those changes if those changes would mean that more young Australians can get into their own home?
Well, we're going to have to wait and see exactly what is in the budget tonight. Where there have been an awful lot of thought bubbles that have been floated by the Treasurer in the lead up to this budget, particularly in relation to CGT changes and negative gearing changes, and I wouldn't want to preempt what that might look like. But my starting point for all of these sort of housing-related tax issues is that you don't make more of something by increasing taxes on it. Taxes are inherently a disincentive to create more of something. And so we're going to be looking at the detail in the budget very carefully tonight to see whether whatever is proposed, whether it's CGT or negative gearing, is going to have a detrimental impact on the supply of housing. Because at the end of the day, the way we're going to fix the housing crisis in this country is by building more houses.
Would the Coalition revoke the policies if it won government?
Like I say, we're going to have to look very carefully at what's in the budget tonight.
If these policies need to stay, explain who does negative gearing and the capital gains tax discount benefit, and why do those tax breaks need to stay?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's up to the government to explain how and why any changes that they might be proposing are going to improve the housing market. There have certainly been a number of very smart economists out there in the last couple of weeks talking about their concerns that this has the potential to increase rents, may not actually have the impact on the housing market in terms of owners, property purchases that would be desired. So like I say, if we need more houses in this country, let's build more houses. Let's not start taxing them.
Do you think that younger Australians care more about a broken election promise or the promise of a better shot at owning their own home?
It's a really interesting question because I actually think what young Australians are starting to turn their mind to is the huge amount of government debt that's currently sitting on the books. And I said a couple of weeks ago that young Australians aren't going to be able to afford to buy their first home regardless if they're getting taxed through the eyeballs at some point in the future to pay down the almost $1 trillion of government debt that the Albanese government is sitting on. So I think there are a lot of concerns in the minds of young Australians. Certainly access to housing is one of them. But I also think there's this real awareness now that government needs to be spending within its means. And I certainly hope that the Treasurer has some sort of grand plan tonight in the budget to explain to Australians how the government's going to start paying off its debt, because over the last 4 years, we haven't seen the fiscal discipline from the Albanese government that demonstrates they're capable of doing that.
How many surpluses did the Coalition deliver in its last stretch of government?
Well, look, in our last stretch of government, we had a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic that we had to deal with. And like I say, you know, we were getting the budget back into balance before the pandemic hit.
But you didn't achieve surplus.
What was that, sorry?
You didn't achieve surplus.
We were getting the budget back into balance when the pandemic hit. And look, moving forward, I mean, we have to be future-focused with this. And I would like to hope that at some point in the future, a Coalition-led government is in a position to get this budget back into the balance. I'd like to see Labor give it a crack as well. But as I say, everything that we've seen in the last 4 years demonstrates that this government doesn't have the discipline to do it.
You're listening to Breakfast. My guest is the Shadow Finance Minister, Claire Chandler, ahead of tonight's federal budget. The Liberal Party lost the seat of Farah to One Nation in the by-election on the weekend. Your Liberal colleague Andrew Bragg said the party is being punished for not being ambitious on fixing the budget, and if you, quote, don't get going on policy formulation, you're going to be dead. How quickly does the Coalition need to decide on and start pitching its policy to win back voters?
Oh, I've been very clear on that right from the outset, that we need to be working hard every single day to reach out to Australians, engage with them, understand the issues that are important to them, and take them on the journey of how the values that we hold dear as a Liberal Party can help solve some of those problems. And that's not something that I think we've done as well as we could have in the past, and my colleagues and I all need to take responsibility for that. But I think Senator Bragg's comments are really pertinent. The result in Farrer was not what we wanted to see. We know that things have to change and are changing, and we really need to put our shoulder to the wheel to make sure we do the hard work so that whenever the next federal election is, we are in the best possible position to win government.
Just finally, today on Budget Day, when most of the senior journalists in the press gallery will be in a budget lockup, the federal government is set to table its formal response to the Peter Murphy review on a curbing gambling reform. What do you think of that timing?
I actually wasn't aware of that until you just mentioned it now. Look, I will be in the lockup as well. That is interesting timing from the government. I mean, we'll look and see the relevant shadow minister, I'm sure, will look and see very closely what is in that review. But that is intriguing timing from the government, given, like you say, that most of the press gallery is going to be with me, locked up looking through the details of the budget. I wonder if there's anything that government is trying to hide there.
We'll be speaking with the Reverend Tim Costello after 8 for more on that story. Claire Chandler, a busy day ahead for everyone in this building. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
Claire Chandler is the Shadow Minister for Finance, Shadow Minister for Public Service and Government Services.